This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan on Fun Kids, and I'm joined by the founders of the Gaga Theatre Company. Now, they've adapted the Quentin Blake book. It's called Mrs. Armitage and the Big Wave, and they're touring it all over London. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, thank how you. Are you? Hi.
It's nice to
be here. Yeah, it's lovely to have you here. Now, this is your second big show, right? Because the first, that was also a kid's story. Now, what made you choose Mrs. Armitage and the Big Wave?
We read hundreds of books. Loads and loads that we just went through and read, and then we probably got it down to about 5 or something in the end, and we just loved Mrs. Armitage. And there's a series of the books, there's 3 other books in the series, and it was a real battle for us to work out which one we wanted to bring to life, but we loved the sort of beach theme that is in Mrs. Armitage and the Big Wave, so that's why we chose that one.
And because our shows incorporate the AV as the backdrop, we thought the Quentin Blake's iconic illustrations would just come to life really well on the screen.
So let me get this straight, OK? We've got Mrs. Armitage, we've got the Big Wave, and we've got the dog, Breakspear. But what actually happens in the story?
Breakspear and Mrs. Armitage, they have this idea to go to the to go and find the Big Wave.
It's a simple story, which we're obviously, the adapter is embellishing to make more of a theatre production. He's drawing in some references to the other books in the series, so Mrs. Armitage, Queen of the Road, and Mrs. Armitage on Wheels, which adds another dimension to it because kids will love the whole series of books.
Am I right in saying that something happens with a surfboard?
Lots of things happen with the surfboard. Lots of songs, lots of dancing, all sorts of... Mrs. Armitage finds many ways to make the whole process of waiting for the big wave much more fun. So they have avocado burgers, they have bunting, they have a really comfortable place to sit, things like that.
Now, I want one final push from you, OK? Because I know you're not the super creatives behind the show. But, I mean, you've taken the play, you've put it on stage. You must have a pretty massive imagination. And I know that you make things accessible to local people. You take stories, you make them exciting. So how about this? I'm going to give you a pretty dull story, which has actually happened to me. And then I want you guys to have a think and let me know how you would make it into a show that you could tour all over London, how you could make this really creative, okay? So, right, my boring story is I got home the other day really hungry, starving, and I was craving, you know, the best sandwich. I wanted layers of bacon, of crispy lettuce, of spicy sauce, of crusty bread, and I was looking all over the kitchen. Nothing was in. How am I getting around that? That's your show, that's your starting point. It's a fairly boring beginning, but how can we make this into something really exciting?
Okay, well, what I can see is you standing in the middle of the stage, and there's this great big speech bubble that comes up on the cinema screen, which is a picture of this beautiful sandwich that you're dreaming of. So we know what it is that you want to have. And then there's some music that comes in. It's fun, it's slightly Hawaiian, and you start to get the sort of grooves and you start dancing around the stage. And then you have another brilliant idea. And then you run to the other side of the stage and then you meet your dog, who actually lives with you there. And then he brings him back, and then you're in the middle of the stage. And then... suddenly, I have this amazing idea that you're going to create this sandwich. So you find some fun toys that you've got at home, and then you sort of start creating it, and out of just different things that you can find. Yes, and yeah.
Thank you so much. Sounds good. I'm really excited for it, but I'm actually more excited for Mrs. Armitage and the Big Wave. This is touring until the 30th of October all over London. So where can we get tickets?
On our Gaga Theatre website,
which is www.gagatheatre.co.uk, which is G-A-G-A Theatre.
Amazing. Rachel, Katie, thanks so much.
Lovely. Thank you. Yes.
Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.